with Rashi's on Chav Tesam Abeis. With Afukim Mehaitana, it's about halfway down the page. Masis Nakhtan Yesh Knasam Amzeris, with Achoisoi, Afukim Mehaitana. Misha says that there's a Knas by Chayvi Laban, which you're not allowed to marry, and Mechayvi Krisis, that the Kedushin's not Tophis, is not like the following Tinoyim. So we have that Shimon HaTimoni says that Isha Sheish Bo Havaya, she Kedushin Tophisin Loi Bo, it has to be a woman which Kedushin would take effect. Prat Lachoytso L'chol Chayvi Krisis, which would exclude all the cases at the end of the Mishnah, which are Chayvi Krisis, Sheik Kedushin Tophisin, the Afirim of Kedushin, Sheik Kedushin Tophisin, but had Beperek Shlishi. We went out over there that there's no Kedushin is not Kal. If you do Kedushin, it's not even Kal. The Mahashwa Letilat, Lois Tihye Li'isha, he understands it means Lashon Havayis Kedushin, means the act of making a Kedushin be effective. Because the Torah uses the language of Havaya by Kedushin. So she goes and marries, doesn't say, the Torah talks about the woman is married, she gets divorced, and she marries somebody else. The Torah uses a lashon of, doesn't say Kedushin, doesn't say Erisin, doesn't say any language of marriage. It says, V'hoyesa, she is too. So that's called the lashon of Havayis Kedushin. Rishim Menasya says, Tlafuke Isha Rila Kaimo. So he understands Mashali Tia Losh and Kiyum, that they can stay together. So what's the worst? Where would the difference be? The difference would be the case of Mamzeris. Because Honami Ispo Havaya, the Kedushin Tovsin Mechai V'Lavin, Kedushin does take effect Mechai V'Lavin. B'Hosom Yolef Law, the more learns out of it that Kedushin is called by Chai V'Lavin. But they can't stay married. So according to Shimon Tanimoni, there would be a kenas. According to Shimon ben Menasya, there would not be a kenas. That's a gemara in Yavamis. It says Rekiva Omer b'amasuk shasur Rekiva Omer ain't loy ba kedushin. The kedushin is not going to be chal. The person will be over this amasuk shasur to lav. So my benayu. So Rashi said like this: Mishum Rishum Menasya called Poruch Lo. So why do we assume that either one of these Tanoim, Shimon HaTimoni and Rishim Menasya, would agree with Rabbi Kiva, that we have to figure out how, according to Rabbi Kiva, there would be a difference between the two opinions? So Rashi says that the question is only coming from the side of Rishim Menasya. He's saying that you, Shimon HaTimoni, are allowing a case of Mamzeris because there is a vice kedushin. But I'm saying even so, since they can't stay married together, that there would be no kanas in that situation. Shimon Menasya very possibly holds like a bekiva that by Mamzer there's no kedushin. So then, what is he adding on? From his vantage point, what is he adding on to Shimon HaTimoni? However, Shimon HaTimoni argues in Rabbi Kiva. He holds that Mamzer does have Kedushin. So from his angle, that's a case where there would be a Kanas because of Kedushin of Typhus. And then Shimon Menasi would argue and say, yeah, but you can't stay married together. So the way he's looking at it, the two of them are definitely disagreeing. How to understand the Pasuk Lo Siya, etc. The problem is from Shimon Menasya, if he holds like Rabbi Kiva, from his vantage point, there's no purpose of this machloek. So that's going to be the case where there's a nafkamina. How do you know Shimon HaTimoni argues on Rabbi Kiva? That non ezel mamzer called shebasa shuba lo yava diber Rabbi Kiva. Any lav. So there are three ways to understand Rabbi Kiva. Actually, there's possibly four ways to understand Rabbi Kiva. The Tan of the Mishnah, the Morba there, says that he holds is not any lav, but only a lav which is sheir basar, which is due to some type of a kurva. The Rebbe Kiva. Shimon HaTimani, Amr Kol Shechayv in Allah Karz B'day Shemayim. So Shimon HaTimani says over there that that's not true. The whole time there's a Dinah Mamzer, if it's a Chiyiv Karz. And the Gemara over there in Kedushin, that's the Mishnah Yevamos. The end of the fourth parak. But the Gemara Kedushin ties together that the din of Tfisas Kedushin and the din of Mamzer go together. So he's saying there's only Mamzer and Chayber Krisis. It means that only Chayber Krisis, Kedushin is not Chal. Chayber Lavin, Kedushin is Chal. So from his vantage point, the more has no question. Other Shimon Menasseh could be in law. We're asking according to Shimon Menasseh, easier like Rabbi Kiva. Had he held like Rabbi Kiva, then my ikubed mashmusa the sea losh and kiyum the mashmos the shemitah money. Okay, so why do you Shimon ben Manasseh had you held like Rabbi Kiva, felt the necessity to point out that there's a difference in that. Shimon Manasseh, we're asking Shimon Manasseh, why do you feel a need to point out that you understand the word Lucia different than Shimon HaTimani? He says Lashon of Havai is Kedushin, and you say no, it means Kiyum. Well, what difference do you accomplish with that? Either way, it's not going to be, from your vantage point, you hold it could be Kiva, there won't be Kanas anyway. Okay. And I mean, Machulay, the Shimon Manasseh, the way that you say it in so we're asking what are you saying different than Shimon HaTimani, or specifically the more assume that Shimon Manasseh was coming to address Mamzer specifically. So if you're coming to address Mamzer specifically, why do you need the darshan this way versus that way to address Mamzer? Either way, Mamzer will be excluded if you all like a Rekiva. So Mora says, Minakol Osir Rekiva Mamzer. It's not only the lav of Sher Bosser, but it's any lav, with the exception of Alman of the Kohen Gadol. There the one of the Rekiva, the Kedushin types in Leibod, by Alman of the Kohen Gadol, Kedushin Iskal, Vav Bishahi Belav, even though it's a lav, and I said any lav, not just lav of Sher Bosser, but any lav according to Bekiva makes him Zeris. One of the Kohen Gadol is an exception. This is Rabbi Simoy Shita. Within Grusha Lehadja, that the truth is this would apply to Grusha, Kohen marrying a Grusha, Kohen Hadja marrying a Grusha. So that's where the Nafkamin is going to be like Rabbi Simoy, because he said, Minakol, kol, hanolodim, mechai, vilavin. All of the children of Mechai B'Lavan are Mamzer, which means Kedushin not Taifis, except for Amal Kohen Gadol says, Lo Yikach, Mosama Lei B'Lo Yichal Ozare, Midin Kehuna, Humachal Eloi. So the Torah says, Loshen of Chilul, which you mean to know that's a Chesaron in Kehuna, but apparently B'Lo Shem Mamzer, but it doesn't create a Din Mamzeris, which would affect it, the child across the board, not only because he's a Kohen. Okay, the Mora says, but according to Rabbi Yosheva, the third way to descend Rabbi Kiva, which he says, we need to Boy ben Tzuach al Kiva ben Yosef Shemar ben Mamzer ben Yisrael Chinam. He's creating the status of Mamzer and Mekla Yisrael way beyond what should be, because Shuar Mekol Shein Loi Bia ben Yisrael Haval al Isha Shein Loi Bo Heter Bia Havlad Mamzer. So any woman which is Osir, Vlad Mamzer, feel a Mon Kohen Gadol. Nami, even Mon Kohen Gadol would have a din of Mamzer. Okay. The Mor says the Chai Vyasei Mitzi Radoimi, B'Toyach Shlosh Adarvis, the first within the first three generations, the third generation is mutter, the first and second generation are usher, the chsiv, dar shisha yovel lehem, which we darshan, the dar shlishi is permitted, a dar sheni loy, but the second generation is not permitted. So it means that it's an isra say. Okay, so Mora says, so, well, depends. What is Rabbi Sheva coming to say? Is Rabbi Sheva coming to give, just disagree with Rabbi Simoy? Or is he coming to say his independent understanding of Rabbi Kiva? Hanicha I Rabbi Sheva, when Rabbi Sheva said this phrase,
Rabbi Akiva,
hi, call a shein leboi hater, the calmer, Aliva the Rabbi Kiva, when he said this phrase that Rabbi Kiva said, call shein leboi hater bia, call shein leboi hater bia, did he mean lava klolakayo? He's not saying a total understanding of Rabbi Kiva. Elafuki mid Rabbi Simoy l'chudei osa. He's just coming to disagree with Rabbi Simoy's understanding of what Rabbi Kiva said. V'chayvi lava nahu de polig. So he's arguing on the chayvi lava. Lasufei chayvi lava dikahuna. The gears on the side. Avashum chayvi asei loy hoisef. So, if Rabbi Yesheva was just saying, you said that there's an exception to Chayvi Laban, Amalek HaNgol, Grusha, L'Kohen Hedin, no, there's no exceptions. But Chayvi Asay, Rabbi Yesheva would agree, Rabbi Kiva holds it not Mamzerim. So, by Chayvi Asay, there would be Kedusha Ming Toifis, would it be also to stay together? So that would be the Nafkim in the two of them. Shaper Matsina Lamemri, it could be now you're the Shimon Timoli, Rishim Nasya, Chai Veyaseh. If that is what the Pshat and Rabbi Yeshevov, we have a way to see enough community in the Machlokas in Shimon Timoli and Rishim Menas. But Ella Ilava Adar Simoy Koi. The time of the Nafshei Kamer, he's not going back on Rabbi Simoy. He's just saying a general statement of how to understand Rabbi Kiva. B'shem Rabbi Kiva. Shekol she'en lo'i had to be a b'isha zu of Lad Mamzer. So that will include Chai Be'say as well. So Meikla Meimer, where is the Nafshei Kamer going to be? So the answer is Burla Kain Godel. She'en bo lav the Amonis V'gerishin. There's no lav over here. Ela say the b'sula yikach. There's an asay of b'sula yikach. We dash him a lot b'ula. Okay. Now, so Rashi addresses two points. First point is that one of these serum to kahuna is a zayna. That's a lav. Well, this woman had bia. She's a b'ula, so she had bia outside of a marriage. Maybe that should make her a zayna. Rashi says no. In terms of yesh kan lav the zayna. Lashem Tana Domer Pony Abala Panuya Yisazon El Rabbi Eliezer. It should be, if I call correctly. Well, that's Hilchos Kavosei. We don't pass him like Rabbi Eliezer. Okay, maybe. So the issue of Zayna doesn't apply. Vein Zayna El Hanivelas the Apostle Law. So the Zona means that she had bia to somebody where there was an isser involved in the bia. It's a person who was prohibited to her. So, but over here, the person not prohibited to her, it's just the situation was improper. So that doesn't create a din of Zona. Now, Rashi says, what about the problem that the kanas only applies to a psula? So if she's a ba'ula, so there's no kanas. So then the whole conversation doesn't make any sense. Rashi addresses that point. But the case over here that the bia which she had with somebody else was shalok adarka, so her psulim are intact. And therefore, regards to the chi of kanaz, she still considered her psula. But for the kohen gadol, she's also, because she had a shame bia on her, and that's going to be a problem. The kadarka is like a kanaz, because it would be bia kadarka. There's no knas anymore. Tosis over here points out that we had in Yavomis that there's a machloikis whether a b'ula shel kedarka is also to a kohen gadol. So obviously the Gemara is tying into that tana which holds a b'ula. If you tell me the same way she's a psula for knas, she might be considered a psula for kohen gadol as well, because her psula are still intact. That's machloikis over there.
is one thing. You know how the word is supposed to be pronounced. The fact that the Torah didn't write the Yud teaches us something. That teaches
the Torah says a different shot, it brings from the Ben Chananel, that the case was the Kohen Gadol was Ma'anas of Psula. So when he was Ma'anas, she was a full-fledged Psula, so she's a Psula, the Zechi of Kanas. However, he can't marry her because the Lacha is, he can't marry a Bula. She's Psula Sa'atzmoy. So the Mishnah over there says, Psula Sa'atzmoy, he's not supposed to marry. But if he does marry, he's not Mechiv to divorce her. But he's not supposed to marry her.
What's Psula Sa'atzmoy?
Bula Sa'atzmoy. She's a Bula because of him. It says over there, Lo Yisim Nasu is Nasu, but since they're not supposed to marry her, that's not called Raya Lekaimoy. Because the point of the pasuk is, well, let's see, the Isha, this is a woman that he's supposed to take. Not that a woman that he's, because I mean, over here, she is Raya Lekaimoy. Once he takes her, he can keep her. In that sense, so she says, no, that's not called Raya Lekaimoy, the Ben Chananel says, because he's not supposed to take her. The Lashon Raya Lekaimoy means, this is a woman that Loisi Elisha, it's proper for him to take her. Shimon Tamani says it means that Kedushin would be effective. Okay, definitely effective. Right? Shimon Manasseh is saying it's a woman that he's supposed to take. That's what he's not supposed to take, this woman. So therefore, that would be the Nafka Mina. Okay. Shimon Tamani says Lashon Havayis Kedushin, and Shimon Manasseh says that the woman that he's royal kaima doesn't mean if he takes her he's able to keep her. Shimon Manasseh, but rather it means that he spoke that this is a woman he spoke below Silisha, that the Torah is commanding him to take this woman to be his wife, where over here he shouldn't be doing that. That's what's excluded. No, Shimon Timon is saying that there's a Havayis Kedushin. So Havayis Kedushin there is by Basula. Shimon Manasseh is saying that that's not the issue. The issue is this woman he's supposed to take or not? So Ben Chananel, so even though, if you read the Gemara simply, Roy Lekaimah means he's able to keep her, so then he is able to keep her. So there is Kedushin, he's able to keep her. So what's the Machloikas? Ben Chananel said that's not what it means. Shimon Manasseh doesn't mean he's able to keep her. Roy Lekaimah doesn't mean he's able to keep her. He's supposed to keep her. He's supposed to take her. Okay. So Grashi Maishno. If you're going that Rav Sheva was saying that Rekiba even by Chayav say to Mamzeris, so why is Psula this Rabula the Kohen Gadol that Chayav say unique that Kedushin is Chal? The Habalei say Shein Hashem B'Kol Shein Noig Ela B'Kohen Gadol. I would say the Mitzvah Dami Noig B'Kol Akohol. So since it's a very unique Isra say, only place that applies to the Kohen Gadol, there Rabbi Kiva would see that as an exception. Okay. Zot the Gemara. Amar Rav Chisda. The end of the sixth line. Amar Rav Chisda, Kol Moedim, the Boal Anida, Shemashal, and Knas. Let's say the woman, this psula that he was ma'anis, was a nida. The fact that she's a nida, both of these tanoim will still agree that there's a kanas. Why?
Hello, good morning.
Mandama yesh b'havaya, hanama yesh b'havaya. Shimon Atimani says that there's a requirement of havaya, so we learned out, the Gemara learns out over there. In Yevamos learns out that Nida is exceptional, that there's no Din Mamzeris, which means Kedushin is Typhus. Okay, so Kedushin is Chal. The Man Domer Re Lekaima, Honami Re Lekaima. There's a woman is a Nida is not a preclusion of a woman that he's supposed to marry, that he can marry. He can take a woman and marry a woman who's a Nida. And she's going to come lose her status of Nidas and they'll be able to be together. So it's not, it doesn't affect the Ruy Lekaima element. Now, the Mor points out that the same way our Mishnah, which says that there's a Chiyuv Kanas by Chayav Laban and by Chayav Krisis, it's not like these Tanoim, Shimon HaTimani and Shimon HaManasseh. It's also not like the following Tana, the Fukad Rabbi Nechumi Ben Akona. The Mishnah, which says it's a Chiyuv Tashuman by the cases of Chayav Krisis, it's not like it will be coming to disagree with Rabbi Nechumi Ben Akona's position. The Tanya. That he said Chayav Krisis Yom Kippur has the same din as Shabbos, which is Chayav Mises Bezdin, when it comes to the Loch of Tashlumen. Ma Shabbos, a person would be Mazik on Shabbos, and through Achilu Shabbos, he's not Chayav to pay. Ma Shabbos Mischayav Benafsho Potim in the Tashlumen. So Shabbos, since he's chayav Mises Bezdin, he's chayav to lose his nefesh, he doesn't have to pay for the damage that he did. If you have a kippur, he's chayav benafsho, he put him into the shakumen. Sorry?
He had a hasra'a and there were two aid.
No, actually, even without that. We'll see later on that even chayav Mises Shagun is also put him into the shakumen. Chayav Mises Shogigim is positive from Tishlum. We'll see later on. You don't need to actually have the Chayav Mises. It has to be a law which is Chayav Mises. That's enough to be positive from Tishlum. So, Chayav Mises Shogigim is Chayav Mises Shogigim is Tishlum. Okay, so Yom Kippur is the same thing. There's Chayav Mises Shogigim. So, he's Chayav Mises Shogigim. Okay. My time of the Rabbi Chaim in Akana, how does he know this? I'm Rabbiya, Nemra Osun Mide Adam, and Nemra Osun Mide Shemai. Now, the Pasuk of Osun in Parshas Mishpatim is the source of the law of Kimli B'Rabbi Minei. So a man is kills the bloodless, he's chayav to pay the father. If a woman is muberis and the person is mazik the woman and kills the child, he's chayav to pay the father for the damage of the destroying the uber. The Torah makes that conditional and lo ye also that there wasn't the tragic element of killing the woman as well. If he doesn't kill the woman, only kills the blood, then he's chayav to pay. If he kills the woman as well, since there's a chiyuv nisa for ritzicha for killing the woman, he doesn't have to pay. So that's what the Torah writes this halacha of osin, that there's a din of kamalei b'rami. That's a case of bidei adam. He's going to be chayav the bezin. So there's a machlokes tanoim. How to understand what it means? Is the osin referring to the death of the woman, or the osin referring to his chiyuv nisa? But for our purposes, the more says that the osin is referring to his chiyuv misa, that the osin which will happen if there's not going to be an osin in him, that we, then he pays. If there is an osin in him, which he's chayv misa, so then it's an osin b'dayadim. Bezin's going to do this to him. It says osin b'day shemaim. It says that Yaakov was afraid to send Binyamin down because something might happen along the way. So that's the Karov Asan Baderach is referring to Asan B'dei Shemayim. Something might happen along the way. Not necessarily through human intervention. So Asan Omer B'dei Adam Potem in the Tashlumen of Asan Omer B'dei Shemayim Potem in the Tashlumen. The Torah equates the two with the same word. It means that there's the same level of significance. And that means that there's no Chiyuv Tashlumen.
Sorry, the
Torah is not qualifying what the concern is. That's the more's next step. Maskala Rav Adav Rav Avah. So Rav Rava asked on this pshat for this source of Rav Nachum ben Akona, how do we know the key called Mazer Lahu Yaakov Livnei, when Yaakov was pointing out to his children? He's referring to the dangers of travel is the heat and the cold. So he could die from the exposure to the heat in the desert or from the cold at nighttime or something of that sort, which that's clearly with the B'nai Shemayim. Dilma al Arya Beganvi, the B'nai Odominu. It means that it wasn't a direct heaven intervention. There was a being which perpetrated it, whether it's a lion or it's listed. So Morris is back. Oto Yaakov Ahazer Aholi Hazer Yaakov Komili Hazer. Okay, so Yaakov was including everything. So including everything, he was not qualifying what he was concerned about, includes things which happened in Shemayim. So the Torah uses the reference of the word Asun to things which happen directly without any perpetrator being involved. So chorus is such a sort of a thing. Okay. Mora now gets involved in you gave the example of Tzinim and Pachim as being Biva de Shemayim. Cold and hot, cold and heat. That's considered something which is that heaven has decreed death upon the person. The illnesses come; they come from Shemayim, but Tzinim and Pachim are things that a person could have protected himself from. Tzinim and Pachim, Bederek Ikesh, Shemar Nafsha, Yirchak Mehem. Tzinim and Pachim happen when you take a crooked path. Means if you don't prepare yourself for your trip properly, so you've taken a crooked path. But Shemar Nafsha, Yirchak Mehem, a person who takes care of himself, can protect himself from it. Tosis over here, Rashi doesn't really help us too much. Rashi says, except for Tzinim Pachim, which Pomim Boim Lede Pshia. They can come due to the person's negligence. They can come sometimes from Gzeres HaMelech. But this, some, you know, sometimes you can't blame a Kadosh Baruch Hu on this one. It's a Maase of the Panim Shel Rav. He once had a driver, a Bacher as a driver, and the Bacher got lost. You know, and there was the diligence of keeping, you know, track of what he's supposed to, where he's going. So he turns to the Rav, he says, it's Bashir. He says, yeah, it's Bashir. I should have a fool like you to be my driver. Says, don't blame HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, on this one. Vesu, Arya Beganva Bidei Adam Nino. Furthermore, you're saying that the Arya Beganva is something which it was, as it were, a decision of the human being to do it. V'omer Rabbi Yosef V'chein Tani Ruchia. Even though Sanhedrin is no longer in effect, but the Dalai Misa still exists. Versus what do you mean? They're not Batlu, they are Batlu. Habatlu. Ella. Then Arba Misa is Loibatlu. The punishment of the Arba Misa still exists. Mishin Iskai of Skila. A person who did an aver which is deserves skila, or enough of a nagag, so the Bershom will make it happen. He'll fall off the roof. By chayr d'sosa, an animal will trample him, which he grabs the animal will grab the person and throw him down. which is skila. Mishin ischayv strefa enough for the leka. He'll fall into a fire and nachash mechisha, or he'll be bit by the snake and the eris burns the body. Mishin ischayv hariga or nimshal malchus. Person's chayv sayif, so he'll be caught by the malchus and they'll kill him. Or listen boy malov will be attacked by listen. Mishin ischayv chedek or tevei benar, he'll drown. So that's strangulation. A mace with serunchi, a mace with the illness of serunchi that the neck constricts and he can't breathe. Someone says ela epuch. So but in the conversation before, the end of the day, we have to refer to everything. So the question is not a question. But yes, Arya Begambi, we look at as those are things which are B'dei Shemayim, and Pesina Pachim, those are things which are B'dei Adam. But for our purposes, we accomplish, we have the source for Rav Nechunya Ben Hakadosh Din. Rav is going to bring a different source. And as opposed to the source which you brought before, which Amor is going to say is that you know the Abaya's source. Okay, let's see Rashi. Afuki ben Rebekunya. Masnisen. No, sorry. The Mor says in the case of Nida, everybody agrees there would be Kanas, because Kedusha is the mission included these Baal HaChoyso, the five increases, Yiskai v'Kanas, not Bishin Yiskai v'Koris, would be also Samafka Mir Rebbe Chunya. This will exclude Rebbe Chunya's position. A person would light and burn down a person's granary with the grain inside. If he does it on Shabbos, he's potter because he's chayv mitzvah for the fire. And similarly, on Yom Kippur. Mashabbos shumis is bezin, potter mitzvah shlomit. Tidnam, masnizin, which armies is later on, Gabal Bitoy, Bialophim, Melois, Yea, Osin, Onoshianesh, where it's referring to Mammon. If there's no Osin, there's no Chiyah Misa, then he pays. Afim Kippurim, Shubakoris, Chiyah Nefesh, who says it's a form of a Chiyah Nefesh, and therefore Patim in Hashlumen. It says Osim Adesh Adam, Meloye Osin, the Mishtoy, Mrs. Bezdin. The pasuk is saying, if there is no asin, which means there's no chiyav misas bezdin, remember the hecha, the lekha, misas bezdin, mishalom dmei vladis. That's when you pay dmei vladis. But had there been a misas bezdin, you won't pay dmei vladis. Also, b'dei shemaim, mekro, also, b'derech. Tzini pachim, it's kor b'chay. Where I asked that the Bryce said, a couple of shemaim, boim peronis, ala adam, xeris ha-melechu. If there's pronis which is born on the person, we assume it's Gzeris HaMelech. Those can come through negligence. Mor says, Are you Gzeris HaMelech? Is Bidei Adam? Nino, Shalom Gzeris HaMelech is not Gzeris HaMelech. It's not that they can choose to do it. It's the Russian deciding. So the person is just a vehicle. So why is that important? Then we should look at that, call that this is an osin bidei adam. It's not osin bidei adam, it's an osin bidei shemai. Because we have din dal mises, oynish dugmosim, and oynish which would be equivalent for the bearer that he did, will happen. Nefem in a gag, daimel le niskel, shadoichem oysim in beis haskila le oritz, the person will fall off the roof, like over there, they push the person off, and many times the person dies from that process. It was high enough that we would be able to kill him. The re will throw him down and then kill him through the process of jumping upon him, which is the equivalent of throwing the stone, throwing him down and throwing the stone on top of him. The nachash bites it and the poison burns the body. Nifsa the Malchus, Rematiz and Roisha Besayev, Kikay Derech and Mumsim Ayadeyan. They used to chop off the heads. Zaymi Sasayev, that's a form of Sayev. Srunchi is Askara Vubagorin. It's an illness in the neck, in the throat, which the person becomes, can't breathe. Malant. What? Some say it's diphtheria. Okay. This is over here, a Kobe de Shemayim. Let's see in the Patim. Well, the Tosa says, a few points of Tosa. First, Tosa says, the more doesn't mean, the other mayad, the mother memakam sakana, shouldn't place yourself in danger. So the more saying, if everything, any pronis which happens to the person only happens for Xeris Shemaim, except for Tzina Pachim, so what's the problem of going welcome to Sakana? If you're destined to die, you'll die. If you're not destined to die, you won't die. But rather, it's apparently Amal Yachal Lishmaratzmin Peronius. A person can control what happens. So she says, no, that's Hazumin Apshia Yachalishmaratzmin, the Havari, but Shimyad Lahomisatzmin. A person can kill himself. The point is, if the heaven decrees it's going to happen, that he can't control. They can't happen. If you want to be Zohar, you can be Zohar. So Tosa says, about the Shinan, Rashi will protect you from illnesses, Rashi will protect you from cold. Means it's up to Kodesh Baruch Hu. If you can always take care of yourself, so what do you mean that the Baruch Hashem is promising to remove it from you? The Baruch Hashem will remove the whole problem. He'll create global warming. So therefore, it is not a concern of the problem of cold. Or the Baruch Hashem will make available enough clothing that people will not have a concern. The meaning of Reshes Rabba Parsha Tezvav. Amrli Atinus Rebbe, Tzoli Alai. Down for me. Amrli Rachmona Shizvech Mitzinsa. The person should save you from situations of cult. Amrli. Dots Lusihi. That's a tefillah. Yatu chad ksu, but since also put another piece of clothing, right? I mean, take care of yourself. That's not. It's something I should move to the process of tefillah to solve. Amalei tishtazev misharva, save you from heat. Amalei hakadur tzlusa, that's hakagodavening. You can't protect yourself from heat. Cold. You put another piece of clothing on. Another piece of clothing, right? Heat. What are you going to do? It's only so much you can do. And we don't relate. I mentioned to you once, and then we don't relate to the Muslim of heat. You know. And the numbers don't make sense because on record, the highest recorded temperature is 127. But it's 127 degrees outside. Like, what do you do? So we see that they say that's Taka Tefillah. Michal Yitzchak has a tshuva. The Morris says a kol chayla meitz tzina. Therefore, there's for tzarech of a chayla emir la'akum is mutar on Shabbos for the raisa. So Morris says halacha more halacha says you can tell a goy to heat a fire on Shabbos, make a fire on Shabbos. Even though nobody's sick, because of kol chayla meitz tzina. Everybody has a status of chayla when it comes to the cold. So you're allowed to do mir la'akum. And the raisa, to put on the heat. So the Maisa says the Shulba, so he says you love the Miraisa to put on an air conditioner, because the Mora says that heat is much more of a problem than cold. If we're going to be matter cold, we should be matter of heat. Now, it doesn't mean, like, you know, it's 85 degrees outside. Right? It's talking about, you know, the situation where the temperature is hitting 110. You know, there's no air conditioning. You know, it's dangerous. So, it's you know, he says that's this medrash. Akavodim Toysa says that Pachim, in heat, is, I say cold, is... No, heat is b'nei shemayim. You have no way to control it. Yeshurim of the cross. Any tzemach hamasoy is ksiv be'ovid rochim. Avam mechoma kedar shemalachim oisim v'derech enam yochel izor menachayim. You're right. Once you're outside, there's no way to protect yourself. Avam roitzel leishim be'beisoy. If you're going to stay home, yochel izor she'eshim be'bayis shel avonim. You cut us b'marat. You can go into the cellar. Or you can go into a house which is made out of stone, which stays cool. So that's Tosis' answer. The problem with Tosis' Teretz is putting it back into the discussion over here. Yaakov was discussing traveling. Where Tosis says, when you're traveling, the heat is not something which you have control over. So what was the Morris Havamina, the call that, why is the Morris starts off and saying that? It's B'day Shemayim. Now, when the Morris, the call B'day Shemayim, Chutzim, is in Pachim, the Brisa, you can answer with Tosis and Terence. The Brisa is saying that these are things which you have control over. And if you didn't exercise your control over them, so that's your fault. Now, there might be a case where even these things, you can't exercise your control over them. But in general, the more I say that it's something which the person has control over, that Tosha says that is true in the circumstance when you're at home. Okay. Let's hold it here.